This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. There's a lot of excitement brewing over the NFL draft that's coming to Green Bay in just over 3 months. People are listing their homes on sites such as Airbnb and Vrbo to make a little cash. Michael Friedman with Simple Life Hospitality, which manages vacation properties, says don't cut corners. Make sure you get the proper permits through your local municipality.
People are getting cited already. They're getting their initial warning letter from the city of Green Bay stating that your home is listed and it does not have the proper permitting.
Friedman says Green Bay is not the only local municipality that is checking permits, so it's best to do everything by the book.
If people think they're going to get away with trying to do this and skate by not having the proper licensing and permitting and they're not going to get caught, I will tell everyone who's listening or watching, don't do it. You're going to get caught and you're going to get busted. And then ultimately you're going to get fined and it is going to be significant.
The NFL draft comes to Green Bay April 24th through the 26th. Oshkosh police arrested a 32-year-old Texas man and rescued a woman who was being trafficked Friday. OPD's undercover investigation determined that the female was involved in human trafficking activities at an Oshkosh hotel. Police say the man had been forcing the woman to participate in these activities against her will for several months while traveling across multiple states. OPD says they've set the woman up with several supports and are working to reunite her with her family. The man is being held at the Winnebago County Jail with recommended charges of felony human trafficking, possession of firearm as a felon, and multiple counts of possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine, fentanyl, and cocaine. Shawano County Sheriff's officials arrested a 36-year-old man after a standoff that lasted over 3 hours. They were called to a residence in the village of Wittenberg at about 9:50 Saturday night for a man who entered a residence with two firearms. The man put up a struggle and ran to another residence, leaving one of the firearms at the scene. Several nearby homes were ordered to evacuate. The man was taken into custody at about 1:15 Sunday morning and is being held at the Shawano County Jail. Several charges have been referred to the DA's office. It's not too late to get vaccinated against respiratory illnesses like influenza and COVID-19, so says the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. There's been a recent uptick in respiratory viruses throughout the area. Last week, Aurora Healthcare brought back a mask mandate, and now the state is putting out a notice of the spread of illness. According to DHS data, only about 30% of Wisconsin residents have gotten the flu shot this year, and about 15% have gotten an updated COVID vaccine. Officials are also recommending more residents get vaccinated against RSV, especially pregnant women, older adults, and infants. When a senior citizen falls ill, not getting the correct care quickly can be dangerous. So when that person is denied treatment by their insurance company, the time waiting for that decision to be overturned could be crucial. U.S. Representative Mark Pocan says in this term, he wants to do something about it.
If you're a senior and you need care, you've been denied by your insurance company, you appeal it. Get this, 85% of the appeals on Medicare Advantage are overturned. In that 6 or 9 months, if you have cancer, think of what 6 or 9 months could mean and not getting the care you need. So we're going to try to do everything we can to expose programs like that.
Pocan appeared on Civic Media's Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Find it on civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced record enrollment through the Affordable Care Act in Wisconsin. According to a press release, over 306,000 residents have enrolled in the program this year, a more than 40,000 person increase over last year's record. Those numbers could continue to climb as well, with the open enrollment period lasting until January 15th. Anyone interested in enrolling can find out more information on wiscovered.com and can explore their coverage options on healthcare.gov. The law of the month is safe winter driving. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Snow, sleet, and ice all make it harder to control and stop our vehicles. From October 2023 to May 2024, Winter weather contributed to more than 11,000 crashes in Wisconsin, resulting in 9 fatalities and over 2,000 injuries. So here's what we need to do. Drive at a reasonable speed to prevent crashes. Give snowplows space to work. Those drivers work long hours to clear nearly 115,000 miles of roads across the state. The State Patrol recommends clear snow and ice from your vehicle windows, lights, roof, and hood. Because snow and ice sliding off your roof and blowing off of your hood can be dangerous. And snow means slow. Allow extra travel time, following distance, and reduce your speed. Avoid sudden braking or steering. And don't be overconfident with four-wheel or all-wheel drive. And always avoid using cruise control and winter weather conditions.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has announced $21 million in awards through the opioid settlement funds. According to a press release, the funding amount is the largest awarded in a single quarterly period since the state began receiving the funds in 2022. The awards will go towards harm reduction efforts, treatment and recovery programs, and building projects. The press release also noted that Wisconsin is due to receive over $150 million more from opioid settlements through 2038. Advocates are hoping the new legislature addresses gun safety in Wisconsin, especially after the Abundant Life shooting. While Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has called for a holistic approach, gun violence prevention advocates say prevention starts with stronger gun laws. Lindsay Nichols with the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence says the state could require universal background checks for gun purchases or raise the age for gun possession.
We know that some of these shooters are young people themselves, and there are plenty of policies, for example, to keep guns out of the hands of youth. These are laws that some states have passed and some haven't. So we need action from our lawmakers to prevent and protect our kids.
Many states have red flag laws where families, victims, or authorities can go to court for what's essentially like an emergency restraining order where a judge can order someone to temporarily give up their firearms. A red flag law was invoked in California when authorities found a man who said he had been communicating with the Abundant Life shooter and planning tandem attacks. Wisconsin also doesn't have any laws that require guns to be stored in a certain way. A study published last week showed that there are additional ways that PFAS are getting into our drinking water. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
A study on PFAS in wastewater shows an increase in the so-called forever chemicals, a concerning trend as nearly half of all drinking water in the U.S. is contaminated with PFAS. Scientists said that some of the factors for the increase include use of the chemicals in medication and the effects of drought on local water systems. Without natural water to dilute chemicals in wastewater, PFAS concentrations can be higher. The study was published yesterday in the National Academy of Sciences.
Researchers said the study also looked into how climate change was affecting local water supplies. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Packers lose to the Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers fell behind early and lost to the Eagles 22-10 to bring Green Bay's season to an end. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
You can't start the way that we did and to fumble the opening kick and then turn it into a touchdown and beat set down 7-0 from the jump. You know, it was obviously too much to overcome. But I appreciate the heck out of our guys in that locker room. Those guys show up every day with a great attitude, great energy, and compete. And I thought our guys competed to the final whistle.
Quarterback Jordan Love threw 3 interceptions in the game and was asked what happened to the Packers offense in losses to Minnesota, Chicago, and now Philadelphia.
I'm not sure. You know, it's something that we'll look at and figure out in the offseason to clean up. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much just comes down to executing and making plays out there and just wasn't good enough.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Knicks 140-106. New York's Jalen Brunson with 41 points. The Bucks host the Sacramento Kings tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There have been many tragic stories about celebrities losing their homes in the Los Angeles wildfires. One celebrity, Sharon Stone, is going above and beyond to help those who have nothing as a result of the catastrophe. The Oscar-winning actress set up a co-op in her home where people can drop off clothes and food and has multiple friends and family who are homeless staying with her. Stone is also setting up a shelter for evacuees. Nice story. The film Better Man follows the life and adventures of a cocaine-snorting and sex-addicted monkey. The character is narrated by British pop sensation Robbie Williams because it's Williams who is being portrayed by the monkey. Williams told the Associated Press that the CGI monkey was cast perfectly because the film is full of his struggles with fame, addiction, and depression. And Williams says his character is more sympathetic that way, as audiences care more for animals than humans. That is brilliant, makes total sense, and is sad all at the same time. Audrey Hepburn is considered one of the greatest movie stars of all time. Ariana Grande is just getting started with her big screen career comparatively, but there are rumors that she might play the iconic classic Hollywood Oscar winner in an upcoming biopic. Nothing has been confirmed, but it sounds like the Wicked actress is really interested in such a role, telling Access Hollywood that she has always been enamored with old Hollywood. Speaking of Grande, Wicked was just released on video on demand, and it's no surprise that one of the biggest movies of 2024 is seeing sales through the roof. The film is now available to stream in the US and Canada. Wicked pulled in $26 million on its first day of digital release, according to Variety, and ended up with $70 million after its first week. The nice thing about watching Wicked at home is you will not have strangers standing up and singing along. After meeting on the set of School of Rock over 2 decades ago, two students are tying the knot. When they were just 10 years old, Angelo Massagli, also referred to as Tough Guy in the film, and Caitlin Hale, aka Blondie, met while auditioning for the Jack Black film. The child actors connected again in 2018. By then, they had both left acting behind. Massagli is a lawyer, and Hale is now an OBGYN sonographer. The paths we take. Zombie and/or Cillian Murphy fans might be upset to know that the actor will not appear in the film 28 years later. There was speculation Killian's character Jim might be in the new installment when a preview dropped with a zombie that had striking similarities to Murphy. The Oscar-winning Oppenheimer star confirmed he is not in the new film, but is open to appearing in future 28-day films. This third installment is actually the first film in a new trilogy. 28 years later opens in June of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is cold out there this morning with a wind chill in the teens below zero, and we're going to keep that wind chill below zero all day today. Little breezy, sunshine 10 today. Tonight, breezy with a low of zero. The wind chill in the teens below again tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.